Okay, welcome to our meeting of the Governance Committee on March 17th at 7:03 p.m. I'm Debbie Smith, I'm the chair. And does anyone have any objections of Susan Young being the interim secretary and to be able to call roll since we don't have a secretary at this present moment? Do I hear any objections? Nope, hearing none. All right, we will let Susan go ahead and call roll.
Okay, Rhonda Garner.
Present.
Rob Lee has requested an excused absence. PK.
Here.
Sean Kelly McPherson. Not here. Tori Mercer. Do not hear Tori. Debbie Smith.
Present.
Ron Stubers.
Present.
Susan Young. Present. Jane Scheidler. I think she has achieved membership, but I don't see her. And Glenn Etienne, I think he was working on being a voting member. I don't see him. And I see Matthew Jenkins, who is a community member. Matthew?
Here.
Great. Okay, Madam Chair, we have got quorum.
Excuse me, Madam Chair. I wanted to sign in on my laptop, but I was having a problem. So if you guys lose me, I'm trying to get on my laptop rather than my desktop, just FYI. Okay.
Alrighty.
Thank you.
We lose you, we'll know you're trying.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Alrighty. So right now we're going to postpone the minutes of the last meeting to the next meeting. Any objections of doing that? Because hearing no objections. Alrighty. What we want to do now is we want to, since we don't have a secretary, we're open for some nominations for the secretary, because we have Susan filling in as the interim secretary right now. And is there any nominations for a permanent secretary?
Hang on, Madam Chair.
Yes.
I'd like to recognize that Jane Scheidler has arrived. Jane, would you be kind to say your name?
Jane Scheidler. Present and accounted for.
Thank you.
Tori is here too.
Oh, Tori's good. All righty.
In that black spot.
Okay, Tori. Good. I got you down. I will be willing to continue as interim secretary until somebody volunteers. How's that?
Okay.
Don't all rush in, okay?
Rhonda, would you like to be nominated?
Honestly, I apologize, but I really don't.
Okay, I understand.
I don't think I would be very good at it.
I'm coming in green as this chair, so.
Yes.
I'm slowly learning, but that's okay. All righty. Any objections to Susan continuing as interim?
Absolutely not. And honestly, Susan, we know that it will be so much easier. I know you're so overloaded and all of that, but
thank you, Rhonda, for
I feel guilty not
for feeling my pain.
Once I get retired, I can really put the foot in all of this, but I'm just everywhere right now. All right. Well, we will go ahead and, with no objections, we'll let Susan, continue being our interim secretary. Okay. Let's see. What we want to, do next is discuss any goals
that we want.
The agenda. Whoop, whoop. Let me go back to it. Okay, here's the agenda. The agenda is posted on the pacifica.org, but what our agenda is tonight is to the minutes. We're going to postpone them till the next meeting from last meeting, and we want to discuss the goals for the committee. We want to do a briefing of the 2026 election process, and Susan will brief us on that. Then we want to get a report from Inclusivity Task Force. And if PK, or Michelle's not on here, but if PK, if you could give us a report on that, and then we will have our next meeting on May the 19th, which is the third Thursday of the month. Third Tuesday of the month. And that's our agenda. So now
I move approval.
Okay, we got Susan approves. Any
objections?
Any objections?
Do you need a second for that?
No, not in committee.
Not really.
Not on governance? Okay.
Not in committee.
Okay. So now we want to go ahead and do the discussion of the goals for this committee. Any suggestions, or we're open to what we want to accomplish in our governance committee? Yes, Ron?
My preference would be that we, if we know of items in the bylaws that either don't speak well to things that we need to do, or that there's something missing, or when the old ones and the new ones were put together, there wasn't anything to fill a gap, that we can actually write out and recommend those to national governance.
Oh, good idea.
To me, that seems like the logical use of this committee.
Because I'm, from what I, you know, like I said, I'm kind of green, but I'm understanding that we have a pretty good say in to comment to or suggest to the different, that's what our supposed to be. Okay. Rhonda, you have your hand up?
I do. Am I on mute? Let me see. Mute.
No, you're on.
I'm on. Okay. I would like to get a better understanding about the future of this committee. The reason why is because I don't really know what it is. And, you know, that determines, you know, how invested I'm going to be in the committee. Governance is very important, I think, but it kind of seems like just, you know, I'm not speaking like out in the ether here because I don't know. And that's part of my question. So I do know that I've shared with you guys that I am kind of, although I think I have a much better understanding from when I first came on the board about what the new board is going to look like and what it, and how it, and how it functions. I have expressed concern about the fact that we don't really get a say in who goes to the national board. And that really concerns me. And that's something that I could be very invested in, maybe wanting to change and would like to learn more about that. And my reasoning for that is because of how our station, we have a tangible asset with our building. And so for that reason, sometimes I feel like, you know, KPFT could, you know, I don't know. Susan, I know you have your hand up and you can probably speak a whole lot to what I'm about. So
what I have my hand up about is just listening to what you're saying, which is what would be helpful to you to learn about. And so when you know more about that, you can say, ha, can this committee do anything that I think is valuable for me to spend my time? Is that fair enough?
That's excellent. Thank you.
Great.
Okay. Yeah, because I need to know more about this committee too, I believe. Because I'm like Ron. Ron has his hand up. You want to say something again, Ron?
Yeah, that I think, and just to follow on with what Ron is saying, I think an excellent use of this committee's time is actually disseminating some information about what is coming up, because there are big changes coming up during this year and during this upcoming election. And I think it's important for people to understand that so that they can get behind the things that they need to get behind to make it happen. And I think, for example, I have heard broadcast to the LSB address that things are less democratic, and I think that's actually incorrect. Whether we like it or not, elections to this fall to the national board are actually more democratic. They're by the body of KPFT listeners, so and staff. So as opposed to being elected by the LSB, they'll actually just be elected at large. And I think that one of the things that people need to do if they really want particular people at national, for example, is to get behind them and start talking to other people, because this election is going to become a lot more like other sort of political elections where, you know, how many people do you know, and how many people recognize your name when they get their ballot for KPFT? Anyway, that's mine.
Right. Yes. That is true. PK, you have your hand up?
I do, even though my reluctance to speak to it is palpable. We don't have a governance problem. I think we have a moral clarity problem. And governance is where that shows up in public. And sometimes I still wonder why I bother. Can truth organize a system that has learned how to protect itself from the truth? I don't know. But I think the governance needs a restoration of purpose. Become a more truth-telling institution, having the hard conversations, becoming a community amplifier without making the amplifier the right people, a disruption of silence. So, we have moved around in this direction for far too long, and it's mostly a nation problem. Racism is real. It's strong because you're supposed to be progressive or being better at this than the quote Trumpers or the individuals who carry a Confederate flag. How do we move forward? I think we've got to start talking about the harm, not what's good about governance, but what's wrong about governance, especially every other month, which is still a problem for me. But I'll just end this, since I've been accused of talking too much and taking more time than I should. I'll leave with this final statement. Governance without justice is control. Participation without voice is performance. An institution silenced truth do not need protection. They need transformation. I'd like to be a part of that transformation, but I'm wondering if it's possible.
Okay, thank you.
Susan? I have a quick question for PK. I mean, Jane's got a question before I do.
Oh, I didn't see Jane's. Okay. Jane?
I can't find my raise hand icon.
Oh, it's up there now.
Thank you. I want to say to PK, could you spearhead this by bringing us some bullet points, not a lot, but like specific, very specific calls to action. Things, I don't want to say projects. Let me say agenda items, specific things that we can look at and take action on. Because I think there are some of us, a few of us perhaps, who are more than willing to take action and move forward and would value your input in saying, well, how about we do A, B, and C on this date, and this date, and do it in conjunction with this, if that's appropriate. Whatever those things are, and it doesn't have to be a fancy finished product with a bow on the top. It can be, here's some things we need to look at, and it's A, B, and C. That's all I have to say.
Good idea. Okay, Susan?
Yeah, first I second what Jane said. Understanding where there are specific actions that we're being requested to take, that's one thing. But mm-hmm. there are two places where these questions are being considered in some depth. And one of them is the inclusivity task force that PK and Michelle are working on, which is, I suggest we get a report from it, periodically. And the second is the committee of inclusion. PK, Adriana, Tori, Lillian, and now Teresa serve on that committee. And I think a lot of these issues, that's a very good place for a deep dive on it. So I would just, suggest that those places should be taking lead and then understanding where there are specific actions that fall in the realm of governance that should be considered in this committee or taken up, come out of this committee.
Okay. Anyone else have anything? That gives us a platform to kind of grow on and to helps me understand what this committee is all about. And it sounds like we're an important committee. And, I don't know what the new voting is, that we'll have later on at the end of throughout this year, at the end of the year. I don't have a clue if that they're going to put us on the sideline
I'll give a report about that.
Oh, okay. All right. So would be the briefing
Yes.
Okay. So any other questions?
Hand up for Tori.
Okay. Any other,
Tori's got a hand up.
Oh, I didn't see him. Oh, there he is. Hello. I forgot he's black, got the black screen. Okay. Tori, what you got?
Yeah, follow up to what Ron had mentioned a while ago about the upcoming votes for Pacific National Board being done by the listeners themselves, if I got that right.
Yes.
And so, begs the question, how are people going to know about these candidates? Is the National Board going to mandate that the stations give time in a meaningful way? Not just the candidates, but the issues.
If I could, this is a part of the briefing I've suggested be on this agenda and that I can address.
Okay.
So any other ideas for the goals for this committee? Unless we want to go back to some of the goals after Susan has briefed us on, that part of it, the process of the, 2026 elections.
Okay. If I can just start.
Yeah. We'll let Susan
start. The schedule
start.
For the 2026 election is the same as prior year elections. The NES is selected in March. And in fact, there have been candidates who have submitted their qualifications and their proposals to Stephanie. The deadline was originally, a week or so ago. The members of the PNB asked that it be extended. So that deadline was extended to Monday night. And I have just checked in with her, and she expects to make an announcement tomorrow afternoon. She's considering their qualifications and plans to make that announcement because she knows time is of the essence. The other elements of the big elements of the election period are that the nomination period begins June 1 and ends June 30th. The record date is June 30th. So that means you have to be a member by that time in order to vote. There are still, a couple of forms of membership. One is listener members, where you have, $25 or 3 hours. And I believe that there will be possibly some greater sort of specificity about clocking in your 3 hours. Or a staff member, and there are two kinds. One are paid, and the other is volunteer station volunteers. That wording has gone around and around. And so those will be determined basically by management. And there is a new roster, which was developed by Otis, so that there will be greater clarity about who confirming who are members. It's been a little slipshod. And people, when they sign into the roster, have got to do certain things. They've got to, give their name, their address, their contact information. Right. So that is a body of information that the system has needed for a long time. And thanks to Otis, it's now going to have it. The critical dates are everyone who wants to be a voter needs to have established their qualification to vote by June 30th. June 30th will be when the NES will confirm that you also have the sign up to run. We'll confirm whether those who have signed up to run have met all of the necessary requirements. So let me go back to the question of what are the positions for which people will be running. And that's where Ron said it'll be more directly Democratic. I will tell you, it's complex and somewhat confusing. So there are four officer positions on the national board: chair, vice chair, secretary, treasurer. Staff members and listener members can run for those positions. You have to pick one position to run for. So you don't get to say, I'm not sure if I want to be secretary or treasurer. You run for one position. Then there are two staff directors, and they are elected by staff people system-wide, direct election by system staff, all stations. And then there are five station representatives, one for each station, and those station representatives will be elected by the listener members for that station. And then there will be two affiliate directors, essentially elected according to the old methods, which is recommended by the affiliate association and then voted on by the board. There will be two at-large directors who will be named by the board. So let me just talk about the first of the ballots. So all listeners and all staff will vote on the four officer positions on the national board. That'll be a direct vote.
Okay.
Then all staff will vote for the two staff positions on the board. Then listeners from each station will vote for a representative from that station on the board. So those, all of those things will be on our ballots. Okay, so that's the first set. The second set is LSBs. And LSBs will be elected from each station. So we don't vote for KPFA. We don't vote for WPFW, and they don't vote for us. There are five officer positions. Chair, vice chair, secretary, outreach coordinator, and fundraising coordinator. All of those are voted on by listener members. Only listener members can run for those offices, and only listener members can vote for those offices. Then there are two staff members. Only staff members can run for those two positions, and only staff members can vote for them. And then there are six positions that that board can name. So a ballot at KPFT, let's say, there'll be a ballot basically for listeners and a ballot for staff. The ballot for listeners will have on it the four boards, national board candidates.
Okay.
We'll have one representative to the national board, and then we'll have five officer positions on the local station board. All of those are elected directly. With the what staff will have is staff can run for and vote for the four national board positions, officers, and they can vote for the national staff positions. But if staff from all stations can run and from all stations can vote, staff will also vote for the two staff positions at the local level. So there's going to be a fair amount of complexity for people signing up to run and for how the ballots are put out and how they're understood. You have to have a list of the qualifications are you have to have nominations. So you have to have endorsements, and there will be forms for that. And I think that the national officers will be something like 100 names. I think that the local station board staff people will be five names, as it has been in the past. And there are things that you have to fill out about yourself. And then it closes June 30th. And then the NES will be reviewing everybody's elect, and you have to say, you know, sign the fair campaign, all that sort of stuff. We'll review to make sure that those who have completed their self, you know, nominations will be approved to be on the ballot. the actual voting, and I can't remember if it's, I think it begins August 15th or something and ends September 30th. I'm always confused about dates. The same firm that calculated the, that handled the ballots and calculated them last voting will be doing that again, Election Buddy. So, and the fair campaign, you know, provisions are essentially the way that they were last year, last time, only, there are some additional, you know, civility requirements that have been incorporated, and those are the ones that have been shared before. So I hope that gives a little bit of an overview.
So I've got a question real quick. So is there going to be something where we hear from or see or learn about all of these officers, the four that we get to vote on, and the LSB? I know that, will they get to talk during an LSB meet? You know, will they, how we usually normally have them speak?
So let me, I mean, that was also the question that Tori asked.
Yes.
And
yes.
I'm sorry for not having, thank you for reminding me.
Yeah.
There, because there have to be two levels mm-hmm. of forums, because there are national and local, mm-hmm. some of those matters are still being worked out, mm-hmm. but the NES will essentially be responsible for explaining the election to everybody okay. and giving opportunities, a variety of ways for candidates to speak to those who will be voting for them.
Okay.
There will be a website with everybody listed with their picture, a long statement, a brief statement, and, you know, they will have to have signed the fair campaign, you know, thing, or they wouldn't be on the ballot.
Right.
And, so, and there will be emails sent to people to show who all is running.
And then would Sandy possibly be the one that would announce it onto the radio so the listeners know about this and can look up this information? If the listeners are major voters in quite a bit of this, we need them to know that this is going on.
There will be announcements and required announcements on air at all stations.
Okay.
Good. Right. That's sort of the question. In the last election, they had forums where, you know, like for the, I don't know about for the national, how that would be done, but, certainly for the local one, I would kind of doubt, addressing the LSB because the LSB doesn't vote for any of these people directly. But I imagine you can, you know, I think that last time we recorded 1 minute sort of little blurbs that got played at various times during the day. And then they had a couple of forums where, they would ask questions and then people would go in order. And it wouldn't surprise me if that same thing happened here.
All of that is being worked out because the ballots are completely different. And so the, you know, rotation of carts and those sorts of things. So the NES will be working on that.
Okay, Tori, you have your hand up again?
Yeah. And so I'm a big fan of direct democracy. I mean, it's the future, I believe, of, you know, all politics. It's, you know, horizontalism. And I've been preaching that for years and years now. Devil's in the details. And, so the question is, how do the listeners get to ask questions of the candidates? You know, it's, to clear things up. You know, what we've had in the past, you know, you go somewhere and you click on something and you get to read somebody's, you know, a few sentences, a little biography that they've written for themselves. you know, most people aren't that verbose, you know, as I am, for instance. And so, it's not a lot of information there to make a decision on. And I think listeners would be more comfortable, and this would be a much more functional, process if there was a place where we, you know, everybody could witness these candidates get questioned, you know. It doesn't necessarily have to be on the air. Not everybody's, you know, that listens to KPFT is interested in any of this stuff, you know, but maybe a series of Zoom forums, but it needs to start sooner than later, and it needs to be regular, and because people need to get retrained. People aren't going to get up to snuff on this, and it won't be functional if we have one Zoom meeting a month before an election, you know, for people to ask questions of candidates. It needs to be possibly a monthly thing, you know, and because, you know, it takes a while for people to learn how to ride this new bicycle, okay? And, you know, a lot of our listeners, you know, probably avoid Zoom meetings like the plague. You know, it's just, you know, we're weird enough to where we actually put up with this crap. So anyway, sooner rather than later, we need to be able to start asking questions of, you know, even before there's candidates, you know, people are going to have questions about the process. And that should start as soon as possible.
Here, I hear you. I mean, and there are two dimensions of this, as you brought up. One is people will be, it's a new process. It's complicated, and people need to understand it and hear a lot about it. So I understand that's an issue. The other is getting to know these candidates, and it's complex in part because it's sort of like, you're running for president, you know, chair, you're running for, you know, secretary, you're running for this. What do you have to say about that? So there are likely to be a whole bundle of candidates. I think that any communication with candidates will be by Zoom, but there are complexities and, you know, just, you know, practical difficulties of how to frame.
Jane, you got your hand up?
I do. Two things. One, following on what Tori was saying, I think this might be a golden opportunity to also convert listeners to members so that people who are listening will then appreciate the idea that there's more to be gained from becoming a member than just sending in your money every month. You know, that you really have, you know, this is a chance to actively participate in how that, you know, what's going on at the station and to learn more about it. And the other thing was with the idea of candidates, and I'm just going to be as brief as I can here. You know, we live in a very small town, and several years ago, we had a gentleman show up and fill out a form to run for mayor. And he had just moved here. He wasn't even registered to vote. And there are people who are going to show up, you know, and that's, so we need a kind of a little education process to tell people what they're running for and why, what the job description is. And do they really want to do this, or do they just want to put it on their resume? And perhaps maybe increase their respect for the station and its structure, and that we are a real thing. You know, it's not just a silly game that you can play. So those are the two things. Thank you.
Okay. Tori, did you have something to follow up with?
Yeah. What Jane said about this being a way to get people interested in joining Pacifica, I mean, we're starting to get closer and closer to the heart of this. You know, direct democracy writ large, when you get into a state or a county or national context, it's all about getting people to be able to vote for things that they pay for with their taxes. That's direct democracy, as opposed to representative democracy, voting for somebody else to make a decision for you. We want to, and so, you know, California is ahead of everybody on this with the initiative and referendum kind of stuff. people get to vote for, you know, do I want to spend this money on a new university, or do we want to build a submarine base in Alaska? Things that cost real money. You know, we shouldn't have politicians making these decisions. The voters themselves should make these decisions. And so, when it comes to, you know, the micro, application of this at some small thing like Pacifica, when you give people decision power over how their donations are going to be spent, that's when you start to get a lot of buy-in. That's when you're going to get, when people feel that kind of empowerment, that's when you're going to get a lot of people joining, you know, because they're going to feel like, you know, it's the same for, you know, a community organization, a housing, a subdivision housing association. You know, you need to, when people need to feel like they have a decision over their money. Okay. And so, so we're getting there. You know, this is, you know, we're getting closer to it. You know, you're making, you know, hats off to the board, national board for, you know, stepping in the right direction, but there's a few more steps to make. I'm done.
Okay. Ron?
Yeah. Just be brief on this. I think that communication, as people have said here, is going to be crucial, because for example, there are two positions on the LSB, that did not exist before. So there's an outreach coordinator, which is separate from the fundraising coordinator. And, you know, we're hoping that people will run for those who have qualifications in that area. And, but, you know, first also, people need to know that those positions actually exist, because we don't have those people right now. We do have, you know, a committee and people right. are working on things, but we don't have those coordinators. So getting out that information is, I think, going to be crucially important. Right. Also, just to echo the idea of changing, you know, listeners to members, in the last LSB election, we had 12 people who sent information in requesting to be, considered, but out of those people, only 5 were actually members of the station. So, and you know, there might have been timing issues or something like that, but we, you know, we chose among the 5, and that left these other folks out. So if you want to be considered for those positions, you have to not just be a listener, but you also have to be a member. So,
But okay. I think that just my little opinion is it's going to open up a whole new, horizon for the radio station, I think. And I think that if the listeners can hear about this and know about this, I think that we might, you know, and like Tori said, if they know where their donations are going and if they become involved with the station, that's going to broaden our horizon. I think, and it won't be the same, you know, and I think the new coming in with our new 3 board members that we just, the 3 that we just got the LSB, you know, the newness, I think is going to be an asset, because they're going to bring new ideas. They're going to bring, new friends that they know. I think we're just going to grow. We may grow slow, but I just think that our horizon is looking much brighter, and the communication to get this out there. 'Cause it sounds like there's an awful lot of positions to be filled. And, I remember in the past when at the old station, I would get a ballot and I had no clue who anybody was. And I had to kind of ask around and say, who's this? And get their opinion of who I should vote for. And I don't really, I'll buy that sometimes, but sometimes I'm like, you know, because I want to hear myself about that person and form my own opinion. But, the communication, I think that's something that's, I want to see that. And if it's just going to be on a website, we got to get that out there to the listeners and, you know, hardcore. You got to look, you got to find this. We got to Zoom. And, you know, if we have to pull together a special Zoom meeting, who would do that? Would that governance, the LSB, who would be in charge of pulling a candidate Zoom meeting?
Basically, the NES has got to, you know, make decisions about any of the procedures so that they are not unfair. I mean, so for instance, there was a Zoom, with candidates at one of the stations where some of the candidates got interrupted. There was music running over some of the candidates, you know, so the forums were run in different ways, and some of them were run well and some of them were really not.
Mm-hmm.
So we're trying to make sure that across the system, there are, you know, that the people are following good procedures and that they are the same procedures everywhere.
Or everywhere, yeah.
And then because you've got all listener members voting for some.
Yeah.
And all staff members voting for some. And this is system wide, all five stations. It adds a whole new dimension that we haven't had to deal with before. It was station by station before. Now it's national and station by station.
Okay. So since this is coming up so soon, they're all talking about this right now. I'm assuming because I mean, June 1st is, I mean, it's already March is almost over. I mean, it's like we're 3 months into the year already. And
some of us were not happy about extending the time for the NES to submit.
Right.
But having, you know, the PNB wanted to make sure that there was a good selection of people. So that extension made some sense.
And since Stephanie, they have, yeah, go ahead.
Also, Stephanie, having been through a couple of elections, knows much better. And some of the work that has been difficult for the NES in the past. So the NES has had to spend a lot of time fielding questions about ways in which the member lists were wrong.
Okay.
And so a great deal of effort has been put in starting in December and now to work with the stations to get the member lists in good shape.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that then, and so that is, so that won't fall on the NES to have to, you know, run an interference on all those things.
So is the station itself to make announcements on the air about this? Cause I mean, I don't think I've heard anything really.
No, not yet. NES will craft the announcements.
Oh, okay.
And all of the stations will have to play them.
Oh, okay.
And a certain amount of time. I mean, one of the difficulties is you need to do it at a time that people are listening.
Exactly.
So if we start right now, it's like, well, when's this going to happen?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, so I think, I don't know what the decision is, but I think that announcements will start in May about if you want to vote, get your membership up to date, check your membership.
Right.
And the, you know, calls for, lapsed donors would increase. Announcements about if you want to run, the period of time in which you need to declare your candidacy and get your candidate package filled is June 1 to June 30th.
Yeah, so you got the 30 days. So that's what I was just worried. Is the station going to boom, boom, boom this?
Because they all have to.
Okay.
And they will all be required to play the same thing.
Okay.
And frequently.
Okay, yeah, since we're voting for four people that are everywhere. Okay. on the first four. Okay, well that makes me feel a little bit better, because like Ron and Tillery and Jane and everybody was saying, is the communication is the key. Because like I said, I didn't know who was who whenever a long time ago. So, okay. Well, that answers that. Well, I know we're going on a little bit farther, but let me see what else we were going to do. PK. I just lost my notes. PK, do you have, where is my thingy at? I just lost it. I wrote it down. Report on the inclusivity of the task. PK, you still there?
Well, I did have a long conversation with Michelle. Okay. And I sent her tools of what I do with the Sankofa Initiative. And she told me that she got it and that she was going to introduce me to another person that she's worked with doing this work about inclusivity. And I've reached out to her a couple of times, including the thing that I'm doing on April 4th, honoring Dr. King in a Zoom call, and I haven't heard from her. So it's at a standstill.
Okay, so, all right, so we're waiting on Michelle and to get back with you. And then the next meeting, you guys, you'll have more to tell us about this?
Hopefully.
Okay. All righty. Is there any questions or any, thing that else we need to discuss? That, I mean, I don't have anything else on the agenda.
Confirming May.
Yeah, the 19th. Next meeting will be May 19th, which mm-hmm. is the third Tuesday of the month. And I thank everyone for all these suggestions. I think this gave me a better vision of what we're to do. I think this process, the election process, is going to be something that I think should be very powerful, should be where us as members of this committee should reach out to whoever we know that's a listener. And if they're a listener and not a member, get them to be a member, let them start, make sure they start listening to what they're saying on the program, so they can hear how this works out, because it sounds like it's something very, very big and very, very important. And I think it's an awesome opportunity to get a lot of new ideas, new blood into this station, and just send us out there. Just get us out there. I mean, that's just my take of it, but I really, really thank everyone for their input in this meeting, because it's really helped me, because I'm so green at this. But I've been even taking my own little notes, and, I thank everyone, and I thank Susan for standing in to be our interim, secretary. And if y'all just keep bearing with me and with being this chair, I'm in the learning process. So I think we will what time is it? 7:57. Is there any, objection? Motion to adjourn by Susan. And we are ending this at 7:57.
Debbie, you did a great job.
Thank you.
You did really good. Thank you, everybody.
I appreciate it.
You're green, but you're in the grass.
Well, I know. I don't even
nice
know.
Job.
I don't know where
lovely
that came
statement,
from.
Rhonda.
So, Susan, I've got some notes. If you've got notes, we and can I put them together, to. And then we'll upload them as minutes.
Perfect. Right. Great. I really enjoyed the spirit of this meeting.
I did, too. There was no arguing. There was no back and forth bickering. I think I'm just going to say, I think it was very productive. I learned a lot and everybody was very open and I liked it. So,
and we'll thank you, Susan. Thank you.
It's your chairmanship, girl.
I'm working on it.
Susan, thank you for your clarity and describing some of these impossibly, the word I'm looking at, obscure, convoluted things that we do here in Pacifica and kind of bringing that ray of, you know, clarity.
I second that. She did a very good report on that. Very good. I learned a lot from that.
Thank y'all.
Well, everyone, you have a great weekend. I've got to finish planning my roaring 20s at the church this weekend.
Okay, bye, gals.
All right. Thank you, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.